You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, Sarah Bagby looks at a book she says tells a story we don't often hear.
Brandon Hobson, a member of the Cherokee Nation tribe, lives in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and teaches writing. His novel, Where the Dead Sit Talking, was a finalist for the National Book Awards. It's a coming-of-age story set in rural Oklahoma in the late 1980s. Sequoia is a 15-year-old only son of a poor alcoholic mother who was sentenced to time in prison. In children's services, the only real constant in the boy's life is Liz, the social worker assigned to his care. When Liz places Sequoia in the home of Agnes and Harold Trout, he is lonely, adapting to another new school and navigating his new foster siblings. Rosemary, a charismatic artist who seduces all around her to bend to her will, and George, a younger, obsessive genius with whom Sequoia shares a room. While Agnes Trout prays, Harold runs an illegal gambling business in the basement. They are not dangerous and are the best foster parents Sequoia has ever had. Rosemary and Sequoia bond over their shared native experiences and previous foster care parents. Hobson is a spare writer with details typical of small towns on the plains. The scenes speak to themes of transience and the realities of disenfranchised populations left behind by accepted norms of society. Where the Dead Sit Talking is a powerful testament to one young Native American's will to survive his lonely existence. Sequoia's community and experience is one we all need to know, and Hobson delivers the young man's story in a deeply profound narrative. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.